Toronto originally.
Where's your name? But you could be on Zisha is
my grandfather.
What, Hungarian or Romanian?
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, yeah. From the war.
Yeah. I'm good friends with Talmud of yours. Love it, Chipru. Chip.
It's beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It's an IPA.
Yeah.
It's more special than anything else.
Yeah, I need a mic. Yeah, I think so.
Ich weiß gar nicht.
ABT's us.
We came for a day.
Oh, yeah? Did you?
I got to learn. I was supposed to learn.
I went one day and learned
with
We should have
put like a blanket on the grass, right? There and all sat on the grass.
It's hard to like, I don't want to like talk here.
I want to hear you speak.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Rabbi Shik, where are you going?
I'm chilling on the couch.
No.
It's wet. The couch is wet also.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I know everybody here.
Okay, so everybody can introduce themselves.
Shalom. I feel like
I've come to the Rebbe's yeshiva. Yeah, on some events. It's awesome. Nice. Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Elyon Khan.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Nice to meet you too. I was called by a few times.
Oh, yeah? Okay, thank you. Amazing.
I really Ailey Frankel in the back. He's the Rosh Kol. He's in charge.
Yeah.
Ailey Frankel over there.
Yeah. Ailey Frankel right there.
So who else? So who's from what's
Shimmy, come on. Come.
What's our background?
Shimmy's one of the he's the Rosh Kol. Schiller,
I know Shimmy. You're not there. Oh my god. Wow. Moshe, you want to hear?
I.
Oh my gosh. I want to. Goodness. I want to just share. I want to share something that's a little bit hard to share because it's like fresh, and it's so like deep, especially like here, like. But I guess we'll work through it. It's like I don't know about everybody here, but it's sort of like there are like two modes. There are two modes for myself, I could say. It's like this is so good. Like I'm sitting on this chair, I took off my jacket. It's all chitzoni. It's all external. But it even though I'm not so relaxed, I'm a little bit just because I've never been here. Whenever you, myself, when I go to a new place and you know newer faces, and I'm sort of like chilling here. Sometimes, like to get rid of like fears or anxieties, you have to like access like you know stronger parts. Those who are familiar with
IFS.
So you have to access, even without IFS, you access.
Shimmy, can you sit with you?
There's room for seven over here.
So when you're like relaxing, I don't want to get too deep over here. Then forget about it. But part of it is like what we I'm trying to work on. I'm not trying to work on. That's my new thing this year. Mitzvah Shem coming up. I'm just like I try and get mission for the coming year in yeshiva a little bit. And my mission a little bit. You guys can remind me the chevra who's going to be in yeshiva this year to remind me. Like I'm done with the I want to change the word like to work on yourself. It's a much deeper thing. It's a much deeper thing than it sounds like. I don't want to get into it. You were there when we spoke about it by David Ratner. Yes. Right. That like when you're relaxing, it's like this paradox. Like I'm either relaxing or I'm like it's like type A, type B. It's like different personalities. You have the guy, I always say this. The guy who needs to chill out, needs to learn from the guy who's chilled out how to chill out. That's why we get attracted to the guys who are, if you're like a more serious guy, you like the guy who's a little bit wild and who's a little bit like in the moment because you're all serious. And the guy who's all serious, right? Fakert. And the guy who's all chilled out has to get a kick in the behind a little bit and like, let's go. Let's get moving. And bringing those people together, I'm not giving a Shalom Bayis class right now, but Amir Tashem, when you get married, you'll see whether your wife's this or that. She's a woman anyway, and you're a man anyway. So that's a whole, you pray that that's only, that it's about the air conditioner being cold or warm. You pray that that's the issue, like introvert, extrovert. See, I even feel bad. This is part of what's going on inside of me. I'm just sharing what's going on inside of me. Like I'm sitting here on this pillow like this. I'm ready to like put my foot up, but it's not respectful to you guys. It's not respectful to Heliga, Rabbi Schick, to all of you guys that I'm sitting here. So I'm like a little bit uncomfortable with that. Like I'm supposed to be like in that mode, like on a chair. I'm like on a soft chair. So it's a little bit confusing. So you're like, why is this guy talking about himself? So I'm not talking about myself to talk about myself. I know that whatever we go through on a micro level is also on a macro level. And I know that this is true, but when it comes to life in general, it's true when it comes to life in general, where we need to learn. I need to learn more and more it's like, this is going to be a terrible story for everybody, but it's a story. No, but it's a story that they say that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that Aryeh is not here, is he?
He's inside.
He has ears. Mention Aryeh. I didn't mention Aryeh. But if he's not here, meaning obviously I don't have to mention Aryeh. I don't know, big, but it's not respectful. It's not respectful not to. But that's Aryeh's godless that I'm sitting here chilling in his place, and I'm not even mentioning him. Rav Moshe said, terrible story. I gave a disclaimer. Rav Moshe said when he went to a yeshiva and he saw everybody learning, leaning back. This is old school Torah a little bit, but we have to say it because Rav Moshe Feinstein was a big tzaddik, and a big gadol. And he said, there's going to be a lack of gadol. I don't know how he said it. It's a fame, right? You've heard it? That's what they say. They say that there's going to be a lack of that because when people are learning, they're learning like this. They're learning. Lahavdol, Elif Alfi Avdolos. Go to law school. Lahavdol, Elif Alfi Avdolos. Go to law school. Go to medical school and chill. You don't want a doctor who chilled through medical school and through law school. I mean, law school. You don't want a lawyer who chilled through, right? You don't want a businessman, right? When it comes to business and it comes to making money, now we'll talk a little bit. This is all a hakdama. I'm just getting started in Muncie over here. Every place brings out different stuff, and I'm here in the holiest, Aryeh Weiss, Rabbi Kalish, Rabbi Schick, the Olam sitting here together for real. Rabbi Friedman was just here. He's a god. The mamish from he's a, that Rosh Hashiva.
Who was that rabbi?
Mamish from mamish Torah call Kula Torah. He doesn't dress like that because it's cute.
Well, he's from Israel or America?
Whatever. He's American from Denver, Colorado. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So cool. From rags to riches. You like that one? From rags, you chop it. from rags to riches. I said that once. You know what I said that pshat? I said the Ramesha, right? I said the Ramesha. Avi, you're with me, okay. I said that pshat once. There's a big koilal guy, big tzaddik, also long up. Tzaddik lives in Kiryat Sefer. Those who know Kiryat Sefer are zoicha to walk, to go to Yesh, just to go shopping in Kiryat Sefer. It's a schus to come to the yeshiva. I would tell anybody just to come to the yeshiva, just to go to Kiryat Sefer, to see that there's actually a place on planet Earth like Kiryat Sefer. And there's a guy from who I know from Lawrence, who moved from Lawrence, grew up, I don't know what school he went to, and we love Lawrence. We love, shalom. We love the five towns. We love America. We love it. And he moved to Kiryat Sefer to an apartment, maybe two apartments, you know, Lamaisa. I don't know what it is. And I said about him, by the Ramchal in Tveria, I was Zoicha that fell min Hashemayim, that I said about him, from rags to riches. And I don't mean to insult anybody. I'm not trying to insult anybody. You know, they say that stipshot, Anu amelim umekablim schar. Heim amelim einam akablim schar. We all know after Siyim. And boo, yay, boo, yay. Let me ask you a very pashat akasha. Since when do we compare? Since when do we say, oh, guess what? I'm learning Torah, and you're in the street working. Boo. What? That's not how a yid acts. But that's what it says. Oh no, I mean, it's based on Chazal. It's not a. Oh, someone decided after a siyum to do papa 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 and say anu ooh ah. No. Anu amelim, we learn Torah umekam schar. Heim amelim ve'inam mekam. Anu ratzim, we run ve'heim ratzim. Anu ratzim l'chay olam haba. Why am I comparing? Why am I comparing? Be you. So one of the tzaddikim said, because that's reality. Reality is that the world sells a person amelus and einam mekam schar. They'll sell you goods that are a lie, as I've said many times. Why is Times Square so flashy? Because when you have nothing to sell, you got to make a lot of noise. When you have nothing to sell, you got to sell a lot. Oh, advertisements. Because when you have nothing to sell, and that's hard. It's a very hard balance to be a person. It's very, very hard to sit here and chill. It's very, very hard to have a beer, to sit in a pool, and we need to relax. We need to relax. It's not a luxury to do this. This is not a luxury. I'm not right now sitting here chilling as a luxury. This is good. It's good to be able to sit with chaverim. You know what the Ramchal says, and then I'll get to my point. I didn't even get to my point because I have I don't even know if I'll get to it, but it's okay. You know what the Ramchal says about this? You want to hear one of my favorite game changers of the Ramchal? One of the game changers that changed my life, Ramchal, and I could show it to anyone. Anyone who doesn't believe me, I could show it to him in Mesilas Yesharim, where he says, if you don't get it beheter, you're going to get it be'isser. What does that mean? If you're struggling with things that are usser, it's because you're not getting it bemutter. That means if you're struggling with averis that you're doing consistently, it's because you're not doing something physical that's mutter, so you have to get it be'isser. You got to get it somehow. You have to get pleasure somehow. If you don't get the pleasure with a piece of potato kugel, overnight potato kugel, you're going to get it overnight something else. Exactly. The MS. Why? Because your body. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a whole hack now about like I'm not having Thursday night challenge.
Yeah, yeah, don't. Yeah, yeah. I'm not holding. I'm not. I know. Yeah. Don't. I don't like that. Yeah. Exactly. Don't say anything more. Where'd you see it? I don't believe it. It's not a conversation that's being recorded. We'll talk. I'm not. I was just going to say, news, I said it the other night. News, fake news is the same thing. There's no more news and not fake news. Chazal, tzaddikim, that's the only way to go. You can't believe anything you hear anymore. He probably told his son, who never saw, who has payas out like this, right? Who barely speaks like this, Chazon Ish, Rav Greinemann, and these guys who don't even know what a model is, right? A guy who's like this, he barely knows, he has glasses that are broken, one of them for sure, and we love that. And he's probably like this, and he probably told them, you're eating too much cholent. Well, he doesn't speak English. And he's like, and then stupidity make us sit here, have as much cholent. That's our problem. Our problem is cholent. Like, I do Super Bowl time, and I love that Rabbi Center doesn't do so. I love that. I respect that.
Super Seder.
I love that. I respect that. I say, let's put it on a screen and let's watch the Super Bowl. Because that's me, Yoni. That's what I want to talk about. That's what I talk about. Feldman or Shmaim. I said this last night, but I didn't say the point. And I was upset that I didn't say it, but I guess it's a matana from Hashem, because it's such an important point that fell min haShemayim to me. I was sitting and talking with Yehuda Lerfeld. I said it last night. I'm going to say it again because I didn't say it properly. You got to hear this chiddush that I had. That is a very scary chiddush. It's not a chiddush. It's the truth. And that's what I want to talk about. You'll tell me time-wise where we're up to. Listen to this halacha. Relax, because everyone read the halacha. Relax. Listen to this halacha. Someone asks you, Maisha, you're going to love this. That was all just a little bit just me getting comfortable with myself. So thank you, everyone, for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you. I really mean it. Thank you for listening. L'chaim. Someone asked you, this is a halacha in Chavetz Chaim. I learned this. I try when I eat to learn a hilchos lashon hara, or I drink something. Whenever I eat something, drink something, anything I put in my mouth, because, right, what's the pshat? Don't worry so much what you're putting. Everyone's worried about this is hechsher, that hechsher, blah, 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 which is important to know what's kosher. Worry what comes out of your mouth more than you worry what goes in your mouth. Okay? Not that you don't have to worry what goes in your mouth, but you definitely have to worry what goes out of your mouth. Someone asks you what someone else said about him. And the response may contain negative information. Listen to this pshat, and then it fell min haShemayim. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm sharing this. The Chavetz Chaim, you can't mess with the Chavetz Chaim. Be careful if you learn the Chavetz Chaim. That's real news. If the Chavetz Chaim says don't eat cholent Thursday night, then there's what to talk about. Not that Reb Zilber, not that he, I don't mean that, you got me. The Chavetz Chaim, not that, because Reb Zilberstein, he could say whatever he wants also. Just, I don't believe the context of what he said. The Chavetz Chaim says that it is permissible. Here it is. Mic drop. It's worth it for me to have the mic to say this. The Chavetz Chaim, I'm standing up for it. B'schus this vart. The Chavetz Chaim says it is permissible to lie for peace. That was the line he says. Chavetz Chaim says that it is permissible to lie for the sake of peace. Now you got to take that in. You can't walk home after davening Mara for 7 hours and your wife says to you, honey, where were you? Lie. That's a different conversation for Shalom Bayis. But the Chavetz Chaim says that it is permissible to lie for the sake of peace. Here it is. But if you lie to yourself, you'll never have peace. That was the mic drop. That was the matana from Hashem. You're allowed to lie for the sake of peace. But if you're lying to yourself, you'll never, ever, 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 ever have peace. You could try and climb to the mountains because you're lying to yourself. You can try and make all the money in the world because you're lying to yourself. And I'm not saying don't go to the mountains. I'm not saying don't get all the money in the world. I'm just saying if you're lying to yourself and you're not honest with yourself, you will never have peace within yourself. I said this over last night in Minyan. I didn't say the whole pshat. That's why I said, maybe it's matana from Hashem that I'm able to say it. And this is where I was thinking. When you're growing, this is the chiddush. Who's harder to be? They're both great. Who's harder? A Yitzchak, they say. It's famous pshat. One of my favorite. I actually was blessed to make up the pshat. And I saw it later. It's the best feeling in the world when you make up a pshat and then you see it later on. They say that Yitzchak was davening in this corner, and Rivka was davening in that corner. And what does the pasuk say? Vayetar loy, loy, veloy, lo. That Hashem answered Yitzchak and didn't answer Rivka. Everyone knows the famous Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ein adoyim tefila tzadik ben tzadik. To the tefila of a tzadik ben Rasha. So what's Pashup Shad? Who's Yitzhak's father? Avram. Who's Rivka's father? Besuel. He's a Rasha. So don't compare the Rasha to a tzadik and a tzadik to a tzadik. Don't compare. What's harder to be? Pashup Shad, people say, more tzidkas. What's harder to be? It's harder for a person to be honest with himself when he thinks that he's honest with himself. When you think you're honest, Avram Avinu, to be a Yitzchak out of an Avram Avinu, you come from godless, from tzidkas. It's hard to have a father who's a tzaddik. It's hard to have a father, a family that's a tzaddik. Sometimes it's a little bit easier to come from a family that's right? That's my old pshat that I say, that either way you have to have a karza tov and thank your parents. Because either you're going to copy them because they were awesome, or you're going to do the exact opposite because you'll do the opposite of them. So either way, you got to say thank you. So what's harder? A tzaddik ben tzaddik. Why? Because it's harder to be honest with yourself when you think you're being honest with yourself. That's the knetch I want to say. When you're learning Torah, Rabbi Schick, this Torah, the Torah in the summer that guys are learning, when you become a Ben Torah, it's very, very, it's hard to be tapped. We were just talking. Me and I love Moshe. I love Mamish. I'm Baruch Hashem. I love Moshe. I haven't seen him for a while. And I'm just going to share nothing but share it's constant. It's constant. What separates people are the people who are constantly, especially when you hit Torah and you think you hit a level, when you think you hit a level and you think you got it, that's when you got to check yourself. When you think you know what you're doing, I spoke to someone this morning who he asked me, he said, Rabbi, I heard I was in Lakewood. He says, I want to sit down with you. I want to talk to you. I don't know what I'm doing, he says to me. He said to me, it was like silly message. It was a good message. He's like, so I need to pick your brain because I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't really know what's going on. And I left him a message. I didn't get a chance to speak to him. I said, the people who say they don't know what they're doing, that's the person. I'm not talking about somebody who's stom lost. When you think you found yourself, I tell it to therapists all the time. They say, what advice would you tell me when I'm sitting with somebody? I say, the worst thing you could do is think you got it. You figured it out. I got IFS down pat. I got CBT down pat. I got the guy down pat. God willing, you'll see with your wife. The second you think you know your wife, you're going to fall in love. Amir Tashem, everybody here should be zoicha to fall in love.
Amen.
Amen. You'll fall in love. Louder. But guess what? Yes.
Amen.
Amen. But guess what? Sorry. Rabarye, Ashrecha. You know what? The more you're going to struggle to say, I want to get to know you. When you fall in love with someone, you want to get to know them. Why? Because I'm moide that I don't know you. I admit that I don't know you. I know that I don't know you. But had you continue to fall in love, to continue to say, I don't know you, I don't know you, I don't know you. One of the gifts that we all have here, one of the gifts that I pray for, one of the gifts that I hope for, is that I hope I never say I figured it out. I figured it out. What did I figure out? I want to be more humble. I want to ask questions more. I want to understand more. I don't want to say, oh, you know, well, what we did, what I did, that thing. Rabari, did you hear that line that was a gift from Hashem? The Chavetz Chaim says that you're allowed to lie. You're allowed to lie for the sake of peace. Mamish fell men shemaim. I said, you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace. But if you lie to yourself, You'll never find peace. If you're not honest with yourself, you'll be the most miserable person. You'll be the most miserable person. People think misery. This is what I get chizik. Moshe, I was just crying, giving Moshe a hug. People think, myself included, myself included, we it's beautiful to be a Rabbi Shik. This learning, it's very, when you oyle madrega, when you go up levels, and we all want to go up levels. We all want to go up levels. The most dangerous thing, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Why does the Torah have to tell us that? You know, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was 83 years a Kohen Gadol, and he became a Tzeduki. Now, we're not talking, that means he went off the deep end. Not psychiatric. He left the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, for 80 something years, he was the holiest man. And what does Chazal say that? Al tamin ba'atzmacha ad yom moscha. Why does Chazal tell me that? Chazal is telling me that to constantly be checking yourself. Constantly be checking yourself. Because the second you think you got it, that's when you got to start over again. And people get down. People get down because they're like, I don't get it. I can't figure it out. That's what this guy was telling me from Lakewood. He's like, I can't figure it out. I'm like, that's the guy who needs to be involved and helping out, is the guy. The therapist who doesn't think he gets you and he wants to learn. Again, it doesn't mean you can't have someone who says, oh, I chop you. I chop a nakuda of you. I get it. I get a part of you. And for us, for myself, especially, I'm saying this especially for B'nai Torah. Especially for B'nai Torah. And when I say B'nai Torah, I mean especially someone who's learning and who's being oila and he's working on himself. So you can think, when you're hanging around Rabbi Aryeh, you're hanging around Rabbi Kalish, when you're hanging around people, and I mean this for real, when you're in, there's a certain magic. There's a certain magic that a person a little bit is able to sort of say, like, okay, I gotta work on myself. I have to chill. That's how I started off. Just chill. I gotta have a place where I could go to the pool. I could chill. People could understand me. People can hug me. Be there for me. And I could be honest with who I am. When a person develops and he develops more and more, that's when what happened. Just to talk this out, and I would love to hear feedback on this or your feelings about this. It's like you go to, it's like you start off in I think so. You start off like elementary school. You start off like with no das about yourself. Then you have all the das about yourself. And you're like, wow, I'm this unique individual. I'm this unique guy. Then you get back in to developing yourself. And then a person can forget to be honest with himself. He can forget to have peace within himself. He can forget. The more a person is oyle on the madrega, the more a person can go up the ladder of Torah, of Ruchnius, the more a person has to develop himself in the Midah of Emes. Because I put on my white shirt. I'm learning Torah. I'm Dovik to Hashem. I did whatever I had to do to get to plateau. I've been honest with myself. But the continuation, the Yitzchak ben Avraham, that's hard to do. That's hard to do. That's hard for a person to do. Because then You're fighting something that's not so clear. What do they say? The enemy of great. What is it? The enemy of good.
Is good.
Right. The enemy of great is good, not bad. To go from bad to good, to go from bad to good, whatever that means, in a certain way is clear. So I was drunk in my desires. I was drunk in this. Now I became a little bit of a tzaddik. That's when you got to check yourself. That's when a person has to check himself more. It's humbling to be here because to spend the summer and not being like sucked in to the, I honestly don't know how people do it. Not to, to have a place where you're steiging away. Your mom is learning Torah and then coming here. You know how healthy it is? I was saying, you know how good this is? I feel like canceling the thing and just like, no, should I tell you why? There's a part of me, I'm being serious. There's a part of me, there's a part of me that's what I'm saying. There's a part of me that knows that I need this. And that's sometimes hard. It's sometimes hard to be honest. If it's hard to be honest with yourself, that I'll end off with this. If you're struggling to be honest with yourself, that's good. If you think you're honest with yourself, check yourself. If you're struggling and you're not sure if you're being honest with yourself, and that was the line. That was the line. It's not a line. That was the vart. Oh, this guy thinks this. The shidduchim resumes. I'm working. I'm making money. I'm not making money. You could fool the whole, you could fool the entire world, but you can't fool yourself. You could fool the entire world, but you can't fool yourself. You could try and fool yourself, but you won't have peace. That was the vart where it came from. The Chofetz Chaim says, I could lie for the sake of peace. But if you're lying to yourself, how about this? Wow, this just dropped. Arya, this just dropped over here. If you are not feeling peace within yourself, there's a big stretch, but I'll have to continue on this. I'll process this. If you're not feeling peace within yourself, and this is going to be a hard one because I think that's a hard one, then you're probably lying to yourself about something. Because there's no reason why, what's, I understand, I'm sitting here, right? I didn't have a beer even, but I'm sitting here with Arya Weiss, who's a tzaddik, who I love, who I know loves me. I'm sitting here with a bunch of tzaddikim. I just met Rabbi Friedman, who's mamash a gadol b'Torah. I went with Mo. We went in to learn a little Mesillas Yesharim. We learned a piece of Mesillas Yesharim. I'm talking with holy people. Moshe Glazer, I'm sitting here. So what am I missing? Okay, I'm human. So there might be a part of me that whatever it might be, maybe I want to stay longer, maybe I want to go, maybe I don't know. But maybe the pshat is, if you have a lack of peace, maybe you got to find a way to be more honest with yourself. Maybe you got to find a way, because if you're honest with yourself, and you're honest with yourself, someone's going to say, oh, so how do I be honest with myself? Great, that's a different discussion. That's a different discussion. How to be honest with yourself. You get married, I promise you'll be honest with yourself. More. You can lie to yourself then also. You have children, they'll for sure keep you honest with yourself more. You have good friends. You have Rebbeim. I feel comfortable to say this. Can we get some feedback? Can we talk this out a little bit for a few minutes? If you guys don't mind, I want to hear it like this is fresh. I said it last night, but not to this degree. I'm not repeating myself. I chopped the nekuda that hit, especially with this. Like if you're lacking peace within. Then it's very possible there's something that you're not being honest about. Something you're not being honest. I asked someone once, and especially for you guys who are young. I'm also young. We're all young. I asked someone, I said, what would be your perfect day? Describe to me your perfect day. And now go live that perfect day. You got $1 million in the bank. You got $10 million in the bank. You don't have to do anything. What would be your perfect day? What time would you wake up? What would you do? How would you live that life? I'm not saying there aren't anxious things that come up, natural anxious things. But if within yourself there's something not balanced. Okay, what do you guys say?
I have a question.
I love it.
First of all,
what's your name? I'm sorry, I don't know.
Brie.
Hi, Yisrael Zavbri.
Hi. You said that you can't really know someone. Can you ever really know yourself?
Great. I love that. You know what? I didn't answer this. the tzaddikim say, I think it might be Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I could find it for you or for anyone if they want. Where I saw this, it says, how could it be that a person could live maybe the altar from Kelm? He could live 70, 80 years and never get to know himself. I think for us, it's for us, in a certain way, I'm not sure. I would say probably not. Just like you probably will never know your someone else, same thing. But that's love. Because let me ask you, when you meet someone and you want to get to know them, that's motivating. So if I think I know myself, I'm probably going to be Yisrael. What did you say your second name? Yisrael
Zev.
Yisrael Zev. It could be we're onto something over here. Why? Because maybe someone who thinks he knows himself is unmotivated, is anxious. What?
Get comfortable.
He's not. He's not doing anything.
No, he'll get comfortable. I mean, he'll just stay.
But he's not. But what's he going to do? What's he going to do?
He thinks he knows himself, he'll lie to himself.
Right. So he's not going to be comfortable.
No, I'm saying get comfortable.
He'll get comfortable because he's a wreck. I always say, I never met a guy who sleeps all day, who doesn't get up and work hard, whatever it is, who's happy. Because I think he might know, yeah, I know myself. I'm not capable. I'm not this. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So if you know that I don't know myself and my mission in life is to get to know myself, then I'll be so excited about today. Just like I'd be excited about my wife. I say, oh, Shalom Aleichem, you're a newlywed. Oh my gosh, that's exciting. Oh, but a guy's like 10 months in, not to scare anybody. 10 months in, you're like, yeah, I know her. Yeah, I know my mother-in-law. I know this. I know what she's going to say. I know that. Yeah, and then you're done. Just like, yeah, I know myself. You look in the mirror. You look in the mirror. You're like, yeah, I've always said that. I said, imagine a guy getting up and looking in the mirror and seeing someone else. He'd scream. But I always want to be somebody else. I don't like myself because I'm comfortable. It's very good, Yisrael Zev. I like that. Because you actually don't know yourself and you think not you. We don't know ourselves and we think we know ourselves. And then
the problem stems from thinking. You know,
yeah, thinking you know yourself. Yeah.
Being shalom with yourself is basically not being shalom with yourself.
A little bit. It's hard. What was Ma'ira me was I'm sitting here. I took off my jacket. I'm like sitting here. I'm like comfortable. I'm like feeling guilty. Like I can't relax. Like I'm like sitting here. I just want to go to the pool, jump in the pool, and just hang out. And it's like, yeah. It's like, okay. You don't have to figure it out. Have to figure it out. The second you start having to figure it out, I say this with people in therapy a lot. They say, oh, why am I having that feeling? Why am I? Okay, I feel this way. I don't have to figure it out.
I shared with some of the Chevra, I think I told you this, Benny, a few weeks ago. I think it was the Siva Shalom brought up the point. He was talking about Shalom. And he said, My thoughts on shalom were always like to get to a point where there's just equilibrium everywhere. Or just thoughts, feelings, like they're all working together. They're compatible. And really that's not what shalom is.
Yeah.
Shalom is that you have two different sides. They're arguing. And let's make peace. But I'm not telling you the Arabs should become Israelis and the Israelis should become Arabs. I'm telling you, let's figure out how to get along. I think I even said that. The example that the Siva Shalom gave is he says, like, the Rebbeinu Shalom's name is called Shalom. Like, why such a big deal? He gives an example that night and day come together. Let's get along. Let's be Peshal. So what would you end up with? Like a melting pot of like twilight, of
eclipse.
An eclipse.
Classic.
or the ocean and land got together and said, let's be Vishalom, let's just get, what would you be? A swamp, mud. The Shalom that Hashem needs to bring in the world is to say, daylight you have your place, and night you have your place, ocean you have your place. So I thought that that's the same Shalom that I want. Shalom doesn't mean like, yeah, there's a part of me that wants to sit by the pool. That's like, what do you mean? I'm just learning about what's my purpose in life and the chaya olam and stop being busy with this world and be busy with the next world.
Right.
But there's still a part of me that wants to. It doesn't mean I'm retarded. It doesn't mean I'm bipolar.
Beautiful.
That doesn't necessarily mean. Like, beautiful. Like that's part of like, and Shalom is like to just put everything in its. In its place.
You have a picture of the Satmar Rebbe. They say the Satmar Rebbe, I heard they say he was brilliant, sharp. And Satmar Rebbe was a tzaddik. They say when he was a kid and they saw him in the middle of the night to scratch his head. He would go in the middle of the night, 9 years old, he'd go like this. He'd scratch his head like this. With his, I doubt he had pajamas, but with his shirt, in subconsciously, the kedusha of the Satmar Rebbe. So Rav Aryeh, and what you're saying, they say the godless of the Satmar Rebbe is he could be. If you ever heard, you guys ever hear the tapes? Ever hear him Hoshana Rabbah, him crying like a baby, Dvekas Bashem, and they say that he could be like that, and the next second he could crack a joke. He could be like in heaven, and the next second, be on earth. And I think Rav Aryeh, that's what you're saying. You could, if you're, it's not about okay. I'm either total ruchni, or I'm total gashmi. I'm able to go there. That's why people love IFS because it's like I have different parts.
Yeah. The kasha I had. The Mishnah says that if MS, everybody loves MS. Everybody loves Shalom. And you have one more thing that the Mishnah puts in there. In Ovis, at the end of Ovis. Yeah, then. Din. Ugh. We're doing so well. Why do you have to bring in Din?
Yeah.
We hate Din. Din is like. Yeah, we have to give a Din, a Cheshbin, have to get a B. But I think this marriage, like what Rebbe's saying, is that you can't have Emes and Shalom by themselves. You have to have a point where you step back and you ask yourself, like, in. I'm judging myself. Am I really being honest? Am I really being true about it?
Love it. I can't believe I'm sitting here like this. Only Aryeh Weiss can do this.
Like,
I'm sitting here like this. I'm like, I feel. Is this not nice?
I don't know why. Shabbos morning, if I drink a little, and I was like, drink enough, numbers start to like go in my head.
Recently,
and I was just thinking about, that when at that part, that parsha, Parsha's Nosa, he talks about Shalom. The difference between Emes and Shalom is Din, in Gematria. It's actually Adnos, Aleph, Dalet, and Yod, which is it's Din 64. That to connect Emes and Shalom was Bourbon, Rebbe.
I'm sitting here now, I'm feeling even more guilty. He's saying like, Rubich, he's like, in Himmel, I'm sitting here like ready to go into my bathing suit. That's mamash, the difference between Emes and Shalom is Din?
Is it with Aleph, with Adnos.
What do you mean with Aleph? Aleph,
Dalet, and Yod. But it's not even one
off. What do you mean with Adnos? What do you mean?
Aleph, Dalet, and Yod. Adi Kai.
What do you mean with Adam? Oh, Din Aleph. Din Aleph.
Din is 64, with Aleph is 65. Yeah, but it's really a shame Hashem. Is Adnos, Shalom is a shame Hamas, and MS.
Wow.
And if you want to connect the Aleph, two.
So if you put the Alufay Shal Olam in the Din and you realize that it's all from Hashem.
That's how you connect MS and Shalom.
Yeah. Because then what's the difference? If I'm saying, meaning like this, Rabari, oh, I love it. Meaning
numbers,
why?
Numbers work.
I'm trying to do the numbers, I'm losing time.
If I.
Shalom is 376.
If I.
Right, 376. And then MS is.
It's 441. 41 and 24 is 65.
Yeah. So Adnay, it just hit me. If a person realizes, and there's already a high Madriga, I think I'm sitting here and I'm a little bit feeling weird because I'm sitting here getting more and more comfortable. And I'm supposed to be, I'm not, yeah, exactly. But if I realized, if I realized that it's all from Alufoy Shalom, and I realize that it's not about me, it's about Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. So good. So I have my stuff like there, and I got my stuff there. But it's all about the Alufoy Shalom, then I could have din, I could judge myself honestly. I could say, it's okay, Yoni. It's okay. It's okay. So I don't know what I'm doing here, chilling out like this over here. It's okay. It's okay. Letting go. That's one of my favorites. Everyone says, you'll like this, Maisha. Letting go. They say letting go and let God, right? That's what they say? I say, yeah. Just let go. That's what I say. Don't worry about letting God. Just let go. You let go, Hashem, Hashem.
He's there.
Just exactly. Letting go and let God. It's like I'm still controlling God by saying, let God. I got to let God. I feel bad because they're going to see, you know, let it go, let God. But I it's like, you're control. That's the part. I'm controlling the fact that I have to be honest with myself. I got to be honest with myself.